WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road this week. Maryland Lottery is involved. We're going to be giving these away. It's my birthday on Friday. We got baseball, football, Ravens at the Meadowlands, Luke's out in Owings Mills, and the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill. And it is holiday season, so I'm getting my David Bowie thing, getting ready for Halloween around here. And, of course, our friends at Window Nation, you buy two, you get two free. 866-90-NATION. Do what I did this summer. I'm really enjoying the fall with the windows open here. You know what I enjoyed here this summer is I had a chance to go up and tour the ice cream factory at Wise Markets. I was up in Sunbury. The videos are up. I'm still releasing a bunch of the crab cake tour stuff here in football season as we get ready for this. And I dug it, and we have all sorts of people of Wise that come on, and we talk about flowers, and we talk about meat, and we talk about tailgates, and we talk about points and rewards and ham and Thanksgiving and seasonal stuff and all that. But this is a pretty important thing. We do a lot of health stuff around here. I have a lot of hospital folks on. Certainly COVID was, you know, a daily medical issue, I think, for everybody in the society. And we talked to our friends at Wise about just having groceries and having fresh foods and toilet paper and the other stuff that we needed, soaps and whatnot during COVID. But we're out of COVID now. Everybody sane has rolled their sleeve up once, twice, three times. I'm traveling. I got my little card and all that. But then there's flu shots. My wife is a flu shot devotee. My wife was immune compromised and is diabetic as well. And everybody knows about her leukemia journey and stuff like that. So flu shots on the agenda. And I would say, I think of flu shots and I'm like, you can kind of sort of get them in special places, but you got to make an appointment. And I've become a little bit more ingratiated with this and tracking down COVID shots over the last couple of years to make sure that I'm right and make sure that I'm safe. Rick Sipe is here. I like him because his name sounds like Brian Sipe, and it sounds like football season, and I'm wearing my Padre gear. He's all Phillies up there in Pennsylvania and Sunbury. By the way, I love my little tour of Sunbury, Rick. Rick is the VP of Pharmacy Services, and he's here to talk about not just baseball and football and the Phillies and the 49ers, but also about why it's important. And my wife's already rolled her sleeve up, Rick, I have never had a flu shot in my life, and I'm here to give you the space to say why it's important to a soon-to-be 54-year-old dude on Friday. How are you, friend?
I'm doing very well. Great to be here, and thanks for having me. And first off, happy birthday a couple days ahead of time.
So I stopped celebrating around 40. I just, you know, like once you, it really is true. To all the old people who've ever mentored me, once you get to be a little older, you're like, just get a crab cake. Just get this thing over with. And yeah, I always say, let's move on to Jim Palmer's birthday because that's the day after. So
there you go.
But that's
there
the baseball well, in me. Hey, you know, this time of year, baseball and my birthday and World Series and all that stuff, this is the time for flu shots. I mean, you see it out. Is. And for companies like Wise, one of the things I love about having all you guys on whenever we're talking about anything that's community-based is just the importance of this. And my wife, I have a wife that's, you know, get the prostate exam, get the, you know, like my wife's had medical issues. She forces me to go. I'm getting better about it with a bad back. But this is the time of the year where folks who seek it out, and then there are folks maybe like myself to think, tell me about this. Educate me about why this is important, Rick.
So couple of reasons, probably the most important one, obviously for yourself and to keep yourself safe against the flu is also to keep your wife safe. So you don't want to come home and bring the flu back to your wife who is potentially immunocompromised, like you said. So it's not only about yourself, but it's about your family and the people that you interact with. We also looked as well at the Southern Hemisphere. I know that sounds kind of strange, but we look at the flu season that just happened for those that just experienced winter. So Australia, South America, they had a really bad flu season. So this is really important that you get your flu shot to help to protect yourself from getting the flu or from having a really severe case of the flu, which could put you in the hospital. So getting your flu shot, especially by the end of October, is really important.
Well, so many people misequated COVID with the flu. It became a political movement, which, you know, I sit here and talk about what's true and what's not true all day long and trying to disseminate what's true and what's not true. And I've been trying to do that as a journalist all my life. When it comes to bringing something home, and I'll just say this, I stopped shaking hands. This is a baseball story, Rick. Cal Ripken never shook hands with people. He signed things. And he was very, very, and he would admit this, germ phobic, not Howie Mandel, but more like if I shake hands with 200 people at a party, that's 200 times 200 times 200.
Yep.
And COVID has changed me, but my wife's illness, my wife was diagnosed with leukemia in 2014 and 15. She's had two bone marrow transplants. I had mask, Purell in the hospital, 155 nights at Johns Hopkins. Thank God for doctors. Changed my life. It's why I stopped just talking about sports and do these kinds of conversations because they're so important. But I had stopped shaking hands. I fist bumped.
Yeah.
Early on when baseball players were doing it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I found that when I went out in the 90s and did radio shows with Ravens players, with Ray Lewis and Rod Woodson and Shannon Sharpe and all that era that we celebrate here all the time from 20 years ago, I would go home and be sick always because I always felt obligated to shake everyone's hand at the barn. Yeah. And I was always sort of washing my hands because I knew about germs and stuff like that. That was last century, right? Look, where we are after the plague, where I am after the battles with my wife and masks. Yeah. I'm not a masky guy at this point, but I am a, you're going to stay 6 feet away. And if you need to get close enough to whisper to me, you should text me because I that's just how I feel. And I am a little skeevy-eevy about like close bars, close spaces, things that I used to do that I used to be comfortable with that I'm not comfortable with now in the aftermath of COVID. But certainly the flu is as big of an issue. I've had friends die of the flu, right? I mean, I literally in their 50s, relatives of mine recently in the last decade and a half that equate to me the when you bring a disease, a germ, something home that's going to get someone else sick. Explain how the flu works from that and how we do these studies in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So when you're out in public like that, flu is a much more respiratory illness, meaning that as you, the people around you are breathing and you breathe in, what they've basically, the bugs that they may have, flu, cough, cold, COVID for that matter, really, that's really where you can catch it. And then it basically then gets you, can get you sick. Flu can also be passed from particles. So essentially that's really where the fist bump is maybe a little bit better than the shaking of the hands. We know that COVID is a little bit more respiratory, meaning that you're breathing that air. So that text, if you're close and not whisper and breathe into your face, that's really where that comes from. But flu can very easily live and be passed by shaking of those hands. So what you're doing is really safe the way that you're approaching that. And when someone goes back home, right, it can actually then it's in your body and you don't think you're sick, but then you get sick when you get home if your body is susceptible. And then you just pass it along to those that are in your household because then you're touching doorknobs and things throughout your house, right? And then your wife comes through or kids come through and do the same. So.
Well, Rick, my people are Latin and my other side's Italian. We're huggers. We're kissers. You know what I mean? I'm physical. I've just learned to get more physical with my cat and more physical, you know, in my inner circle, my wife. But I saw my old boss who put me into business and gave me my first break last week. I hugged him, but there were 30 other people at the party that I fist bumped with. And I said, I'm going to hug you, dude. I don't hug many. I hug one or two people at a party now, and I get me a good, you know, old school Italian one. But I am, and I think that it bothers me that some people get up on me, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you get the news? You're like, and it doesn't feel like you need a mask, but it does feel to me like most people, when I'm like 6 feet, I got an immune compromised wife. I went into a hospital last week to pick stuff up for my wife. My wife's in a medical thing, post-cancer. She's cool. She's just doing a thing to help other people, right? Yep. So I had to go and pick up some stuff. And I walked into the hospital. And this is the hospital where my son was born. My mother died. My father died. I walked in. I parked the car. And I just walked in like a dude. And they looked at me. They're like, you need a mask, sir. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I'm like, oh my God, okay, please. Yeah, yes. You know, I'll put it. It was a little too tight for me or whatever. And I hadn't had one on in a little while. But I think this is the time of the year when we're moving about into places and spaces that skeeve me out. If it skeeves me out, you should put a mask on, you know, a little bit because we've been outdoors for the last 6 months. And by and large, people in my space have been safe. I have two friends right now with COVID. They were over in Italy. They came home. Rasig, get well. Miss you. Bills miss you. Bills are doing all right without you. But I haven't had tragedy in my space with COVID recently. But my wife's flying next week. I want her to wear a mask for the 45 minutes she's on a plane in winter in these spaces. And I think that you can't do enough. I haven't been sick, thank God, right? Through all this, the last 4 years of mess, I haven't gotten sick. but I've been smart-ish. But then the flu shot comes up and my wife's beating me up. And now you're here from Wise. And so tell me how to do it. Tell me how I can sign up. Get me involved here. I'm such a wimp, dude.
No, it's essentially painless. So it just, it's even less painful than the COVID immunization. So it's very quick. You can go online to wisemarkets.com to schedule for your appointment, or you can just simply just go walk into the store and then get you taken care of. So for those that are older, there's a different type of flu shot to help to protect them more than those that are a little bit younger.
How old? I need to know now. I'm 54.
That old yet. So you're good. It's 65 and older. So you're good. So
I don't get the discount. Hey. I eat early. I'm eating earlier.
That's okay. Well, you know what? Getting your flu shot and then doing the things that you said are the best things you can do to protect yourself and your family and those around you and keep that inner circle safe, right? So that's the best thing that you can do.
All right, Rick Sipe is here. It's S-E-I-P-P, but it sounds like Brian Sipe. He is the Vice President of Pharmacy Services with our friends at Wise Markets. I toured Sunbury. You live in Sunbury. You're a Phillies fan. Good luck this week, right? I mean, all good. I'm wearing my Padre gear. We're kind of all the fighting underdogs and fighting Phils are all together at this point. The Orioles are like, we're like this, pressed up to the glass, so... Next year, I think they used to make musicals about that back in the 50s. We'll get them next year. I would just say this for being up there and driving into central Pennsylvania. And look, I did a crab cake tour famously last year to go to Deep Creek Lake for the first time in my life, to get off of Route 50, go into Ocean City and see Salisbury, see Cambridge, see these beautiful Chestertown, beautiful places in my own state. I did get up to Latrobe. I went to Steelers camp. Mike Tomlin's a buddy of mine back in August and had some crab cakes. And then I made it up to you on the crab cake tour. I actually had barbecue up on the hill at Skeeters up in Sunbury. But just, you live in a beautiful part of the world. And I think for anybody that lives in the big city or even out here, Towson or Bel Air or anywhere, Westminster, driving out and taking that drive. It's a beautiful, there's a river. It's like America, Sunbury, PA. I loved it up there.
It is. And this is the perfect time of the year to take a drive and to come on up because of the leaves changing and everything else. So, and it really does remind you of fall and to try to protect yourself. This is that time to protect yourself for flu and also against COVID. To get your booster, and you want to get your COVID booster during that time. Same process for that as well, too. And back to your baseball reference, go full circle. I'm used to being right there with you on the glass, looking on the outside coming in. Being a Phillies fan can do that. So,
yeah, come on.
We're right there next to you.
Look, you look like you might be a little younger than me, but like, you had a parade. They greased the poles. The Eagles won. Just get on the Flyers thing. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when they were the first bad guys in 73 for me, right?
This is
the
true.
Bullies and all that. So I would just say to see people have fun, to see I have my dear friend John Martin from the Maryland Lottery comes on every week, got his Guardian hat on. I use the I word and I got admonished and I never have to worry about what that with the R word in Washington because they're never going to make the playoffs in football. So and we'll all be watching them on Thursday night as well. Rick Sipe is here to what's crazy is since I've had you on, my nose got a little crazy. I've had to blow my nose and now I'm thinking I probably should get a flu shot, huh?
Yes.
Hey, man, when I get the flu shot, I'll take a picture in the Wise of me like wincing and being like a total, total wimp. And we'll have a little fun that you push me into the deep water.
There you go.
54, smarten up, get the shot. It can't hurt you, right?
Yep. And best of all, for most insurances, it's usually free. So it's even better. So,
okay. All right. Well, my wife and I are taking care. Believe me, we had to explore insurance
and
navigate that when things went crazier.
I'm sure.
Well, good luck to the fighting Phils. And I'll say that, have they put you through the ice cream factory up there yet? Or did they do that for employees?
It's the only thing that I haven't been able to tour. So next time you're up, we'll come and do that together. So there's nothing better than ice cream right off the line.
Jamie knows this, Dennis, everybody up there knows, Ron, everybody knows how much fun I had at the ice cream factory. And the minute I went in, we had masks too, because we had to wear a mask in the factory. But when I went in, I realized I was going to wear a mask, but they looked at my hair and I got a rock and roll. COVID grew my hair. And so they gave me the Laverne and Shirley, the little thing. And I have pictures of me eating ice cream in the Laverne and Shirley hat. So I love that.
That's awesome. I personally don't have as much of that that blessing on the top of my head, but I would have to too. So we'll take some pictures looking the same way. So.
They were running molten salt the day I was there. We pulled that off, little cookies and cream.
Yeah.
I wanted to be there for eggnog somehow, you know, it didn't happen, yep. But the good news is there's a Wise right around the corner for me. I'm getting my there points. I'm earning my points for Thanksgiving. I also got the Wise for schools. We've been talking a lot about that and tailgating and all the cool stuff going on. But for this time around, and I guess they'll make you come on back again next year. You'll be like, I'll be on with the wacky guy. Next year, I'll have my bird stuff on, and we'll be talking about Rodriguez starting game one, Rick. For flu shots, once again, just check into your Wise, find out, and go online and sign up. It's very, very easy to do.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. 20 minutes of your life, you'll never get back, I promise you. Go Phils. We appreciate our friends at Wise. Of course, we call them Wise Conversations around here all the time because they are stimulating your brain a little bit to get out and think about getting this flu shot. My wife, she's already gotten hers. She's trying to get me to get mine. And now I had to do a segment, and I had to get a Kleenex in the middle of the segment. Signs of aging. It's my birthday week. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson Baltimore. And we never stop talking. A little baseball, a little football, and a little Baltimore positive. Stay with us.